The nation's airports have reported nearly 30,000 collisions between planes and wildlife over the past decade. The Federal Aviation Administration estimates that the actual number is more than 100,000. Since a 5-pound goose has the ability to take down a jetliner, minimizing animal populations at airports is a top priority. In Kansas City, Missouri, airport managers are finding that some animals at the airport can be a good thing. From member station KCUR, Jeremy Kate reports.
When flying into Kansas City International Airport, many travelers find it hard to believe at first that they're in a city. The airport sits some 20 miles north of downtown, beyond dozens of new housing developments, and among acres of pasture, streams, and trees. Bob Johnson is the airport's wildlife coordinator. He says that Kansas City International's isolated 10,000 acres does make his job a bit more challenging.
It's a prime habitat for the white-tailed deer. Missouri is just overfluxed with the population of white-tailed deer, and we're no exception.
As many as 400 deer live on the land surrounding the airport's runways. FAA wildlife biologist Ed Cleary says what's remarkable is the ability of some wildlife to adapt to any given environment.
We are living in a time where there has been significant increases through good wildlife management, significant increases in deer populations and several other species of birds that are highly adapted to an urban-suburban airport environment.
Since the airport opened nearly 30 years ago, there have been several instances where deer have jumped an 8-foot-high perimeter fence, nearly causing a disaster on the runway. Such occurrences have led wildlife specialists to explore any and all methods of making the land less hospitable to deer.
Right now at this airport, we have a little over 300 head of cattle. And what they're doing is grazing the grasslands on the outside of the perimeter fence. Obviously, when they're eating all this biomass that deer tend to not only use for shelter but also consume as well, you're reducing their habitat, and therefore they're going to move further away from the airfield.
Cattle grazing is unique to the Kansas City Airport. Officials here see it as a plan with multiple benefits. The cattle not only eat vegetation the deer like, but studies show that deer and cattle tend not to commingle. Because of the occasional deer that do make a break for the runway, airport officials are also hoping to implement a more controversial program. Pending approval from the Missouri Department of Conservation, sharpshooters may soon begin thinning the deer herd at the airport. Ed Cleary says airports across the country are employing new ways to try and manage wildlife.
For instance, JFK is having very good luck with falconry. Florida Southwest Regional has been using border collies. Probably the most famous border collie, Jet. They've been using Jet down at Florida Southwest Regional for several years and have had very good luck with that.
So long as animal populations continue to rise at the nation's airports, it's likely that such programs will become ever more common in the effort to keep the grounds and skies a bit less friendly to animals. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Kate in Kansas City.